Thank you, Bobby. Coming up on 8:13 AM 910 WJCW, Wednesday mornings mean we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. So, sorry, I was a couple minutes late getting in.
That's all right. We didn't notice it. Neither did the listeners. So here you are. You're right on time.
The whole time I'm driving, said, like, am I ever going to get there?
I know. Still raining hard?
But drizzle.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have that for the next couple of days. So, anyway,
rolling. Welcome to the world of drizzle.
There you go.
So, 4 out of 10 Americans say there's going to be a housing crash. What do you guys think?
A crash?
Crash.
How would you define the crash, first of all, before I answer the first question?
Probably a 20% reduction in sales.
In home value, but in sales?
Well, value
is a function of that.
It's kind of part of that. It moves that. So value is perceived as like what the value is today based on today's housing market, and what will it look like a year from now based on the housing market a year from now.
I'd say you might be possibly right. 20% downtick. Do you think it'd be that big?
A lot of people avoiding that word crash, but there's a lot of people that are talking about it too. We're hearing that more and more. See, when you hear people talk about, like, in a particular industry like real estate, for instance, they talk about correction, or they talk about the temperament changing, or, you know, they use words like that, or corrections are a real big one. I mean,
but those factors finally are just words.
Modest would be another one. That they have a modest change.
You know,
when they use those, are just words that are going to soften, which usually is a bigger blow than that. But am I thinking the housing market's going to crash? Like, do we see 20% reduction in sales or activity or values? The answer is absolutely not. I don't see that. That's good to hear. I don't even close see that happening. But I do see anywhere from a 1 to 5% reduction in our area.
All right, and
that's really what we care about, because, you know, when it comes down to a real estate, it's just local. So we could talk about it on a global basis, we could talk about nationally, but the local market best exemplifies exactly how we're performing here based on our economic picture.
Right, it's us and our neighbors, essentially.
Exactly. What happened to your windows?
Oh, they're protecting as they're painting the outside.
Oh, that's nice that they don't paint.
Trying to keep the onlookers to a low thing.
Well, I know. I just didn't know the audience wasn't there this morning.
Well, the ones with torches and pitchforks were the ones we were kind of worried about.
Yeah, they heard you were going to be here, and they're like, we need to tamp that down before it starts.
So 44% of the millennials think that that's going to happen. In fact, 44% of the millennials, which is not the lion's share of them, but a little less than half of them.
Right.
Are kind of waiting. They think that this is going to be, well, I'm going to wait for the interest rates to go back down. Well, that's not going to happen.
Not down to where it was.
No, I mean, that would be crazy.
Early this year, for instance. Like
that. Yeah, a friend of mine just tried to buy a house, and unfortunately she got her bid in a little too late, but I asked her what her rate was going to be, and she said 7%.
Right.
And I was like, wow.
I mean, but you guys, that isn't abnormal.
I know, but when you come from three, that is a big deal. And, you know, this ain't the 1980s anymore. And you think about that, the difference in a payment is just unbelievable.
It doubles the price of the initial payment.
That's right.
I mean, which is a lot for most people, because people are basically payment sensitized. You know, so whatever they feel comfortable making the payment is, that's how they shop. The first thing people do, the gentlemen that are in the car industry, is when you walk in, you don't know what you want. They ask you, well, what do you want your payment to be?
Yeah.
And they reverse engineer the numbers that way. Well, but that's how people think.
Mm-hmm.
They think that based on budget. I mean, I do the same thing in theory.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you guys. I mean, we look at, like, what's the cost of that and how much of that can I afford right now? I mean, really, that's kind of how we look at things. So I don't think there's going to be a crash, but I do think that we're going to see, a slight reduction in activity level, which we've already seen. We're in our seventh month. Ninth straight month of decline in sales.
Ever since the war began, actually, really, pretty much that was the timing. Really? End of February.
It may be, but I just don't see the war in Ukraine having a big picture on the housing market in the United States, especially in East Tennessee.
Well, the inflation.
We don't have that many Ukrainians here.
Pardon me?
We don't even have that many Ukrainians that live in this area.
There's a number.
There is some, but I mean, we don't have that many that would affect our economic standard, like the housing, greatly as a result of a war.
No, I'm just talking about the global impact of the war on commodities, on everything else. That infects inflation, which infects, of course, the prices that we're looking at, too.
True. And people perceive things to be different than the if something else is going on.
Right, right. If they feel a right here impact of something far away, then they're going to pay attention.
So I think that with all that's being said, I think 2023 is going to come out with probably it's going to look a lot like it looks like right now. I mean, we're going to have 1-2% probably variance in prices.
Mm-hmm.
Sales activity will continue to fluctuate depending on supply, and that's going to be driven by demand, you know, and how that looks. But, you know, this time of year, we do experience a seasonal slowdown. That's okay. So people can go out and do their holiday shopping.
New home construction, of course, has been down for, as you said, decades, but especially critically in the last several years. Is that going to be picking up any in 2023?
It is. It is, especially in our area. So we have a number of builders that are building in our area right now, and some are price point builders and some are quality builders or different, you know, or more custom builders, let me say.
Describe the distinction, if you would.
One builder would be, we have a national builder here that builds a price point home. In other words, they build the least expensive home that they can put out there. So it's more affordable for more people.
In this market. Yeah, okay.
You know, and then we have our custom home builders who started out as popular price builders. A lot of them have graduated into custom homes, and they do an outstanding job. They do it just – it's a different home, so they put more custom finishes in it. They're built maybe a little bit more expensive, you know, in terms of do they do some additions to that the – popular price builders don't do. Yeah, they do. They do a lot of things different. They have their own people that are subcontractors that have been with them for many, many years, these custom builders do, and they do a quality job, whereas the popular price builders will just take, you know, subcontractors from wherever they can get them at this point, just to get the houses built, and they're more price-driven. So a custom builder is not a price-driven builder. It's a quality builder, whereas a popular price builder is more of a price-driven builder. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, custom home construction as well as the price point ones. You know, obviously we've been affected the past 2 years by supply chain issues. We've heard it time and time and time again. Is that going to be a factor, do you think, for the custom home builders next year?
I think it's going to continue to be a factor as we go from now on. I think that manufacturing is getting to a point where we don't need to build a reserve inventory. We can sell as we build, you know, or as we create.
Well, okay.
And so it's just a different posture that manufacturing, I think, has taken. And because of the supply chain issues,
they've
experienced that. And they don't want to see manufacturing. The last thing they want to see is large spikes plus or minus, you know, in their sales activity. So by selling as they build, just like manufacturing cars, for instance, we sell cars now as we build them. If you want a car, you can't go onto a dealership and just pick out the car you want. Or you could. They have four. But anyway, so you're going to have to order your car, you know, and that's the way I think manufacturers getting to where they're going to create enough to supply that just covers the demand, that we're not going to warehouse stuff like we used to.
Yeah.
And that's a big plus because it costs money to warehouse inventory, whether you're building housing trusts or you're creating 2x4s, it costs money to warehouse them. So
when you
unless you warehouse the
warehouse something, you know, it's last in, first out.
Yes,
you know, but they're having to change their approach, you're saying.
Yeah, I think that first out is what they just manufactured.
Yeah, you know, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And there is no last out because we're going to keep the shelves, you know, rotating.
Yeah, I hear you. What you're saying. Very interesting retail forecast.
Yeah, and I think that's really going to happen. Holiday shopping is right now. It's reporting good. You know, it's not been bad. But you know, 41% of the Americans say, "Hey, I'm going to spend less this year than I did last year." That's a huge number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, year over year, we're probably sitting about 11% down. In terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. 65% of the people out there say there's going to be a recession is here or is coming.
Yeah.
Bill Hall says it's here. I'm just telling you.
So you're just essentially saying it's cold. Let's hunker down and just make our way through it.
I think that it shouldn't stop anybody from buying a house. Wouldn't stop me from buying a house right now. I mean, even though I know that the economic forecast doesn't look as promising as it has in the past. And when I say past, going back a couple of years, because it's been a challenge for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're going to see just the new norm play out to less houses on the market, less buyers to buy them, a good enough turn that we'll probably end up the year in 2023 with probably about a 5% reduction in unit sales.
Okay.
And about even in dollar growth.
All right.
In other words, that we're not going to go down in value. We're not going to go up in value. I mean, some areas may experience a downward, but they also experience too much of an upward. So, but in our area, I think it's going to be housing prices are going to remain about the same. They may fluctuate a few percent here and there, and the unit sales will match the demand. That's what I'm thinking for 2023. I mean, all the indicators say it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. People just need to not overreact when they start hearing media punches.
Question, not about homes, but about living.
Sure.
What about the rental market now? It's been red hot and extraordinarily tight. What do you see for 2023?
It will continue that way. It's not, there's not been enough housing, single family housing, to subdue the multifamily rental market. And that's going to continue to be promising, for rent, for people who are landowners or the renter, the people who are renting their units out, their houses. And we have a lot of houses in this area and in the tri that are rentals, single family houses that are rentals that people and companies own and rent them out monthly. I mean, we have probably a lot. I'm not going to put a number, I want to say, but a lot. We have a lot more than you would think.
Would that be for visiting corporate people and
no,
that sort
just,
of thing?
The people bought real estate over the years or acquired it or, you know, and put it in the rental market. And that's a great source of income for somebody who wants to do it. The key is you have to have good renters. But, of course, now where there's so many choices of people out there, you will get good renters. All you have to do is do your background. Just do your homework and you'll get good renters. And now the multifamily housing, I mean, we expect that in 2023 to continue to go up. The cost of multifamily housing is at an all-time high right now, and it's expected to go up in 2023. And how much that means? Probably 3 to 4% in this area.
Multi-generational. Very interesting.
So there's a lot going on out there, but it's never not the right time to buy or sell real estate, because it's something that happens no matter when and how the economy is pictured.
Exactly. You know, you are in the need to sell, or you're in the need to buy. You know, you got to find yourself a realtor like Bill Hall, Premier Homes and Properties. You join us, of course, every week around 8:15 on Wednesday. What are your phone numbers? How do folks get in touch with
you? Call my office at 530-7077. But I'll probably be out holiday shopping.
Yeah.
And therefore you'll have to reach me on my cell phone, which is 423-946-7575. Again, 946-7575 is the best number to get me.
Blue light in aisle 3, Bill Hall. 946-7575. Great to talk with you. Talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.